Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to, I guess, a Friday afternoon live podcast. I'm looking at this stuff going on with Israel and Iran, and I don't know about all of you, but this looks kind of odd. You know, it's kind of like a tit for tat for tit for tat. Now, I don't know if I've made it clear in most of my recent podcasts, but I'm not a fan of Israel in this conflict at all. I think genocide is genocide, whether you're doing it in God's name or anyone else's name. And, you know, through a little bit of study, I mean, it didn't take me long to type in, you know, Canaanites and Israel and Palestinians and a few things like that, and started watching quite a few videos on how the history of Israel and the Canaanite people is kind of odd, and it all takes place actually before Abraham and all of that. So I guess the Palestinians lived in the same area as Canaanites, and I've had people say there were no Canaanite nation or not Canaanite, but Palestinian people before 1917 or something. But in all reality, Palestine was around for quite a long time in that area. And then so were the Canaanite people were in that area. And actually, it was the Canaanites that built Jerusalem long before Abraham and his group of chosen people ended up there. And then it was Moses that delivered them out of Egypt and took them into that land. And then they basically over time pushed out all the people that lived there. And now they call Jerusalem their capital, even though they never built it. So they've always been quite aggressive, which is fine. That is human nature throughout history, being aggressive. But it seems like they lie quite a bit about their past. And I just don't think lying is a very godlike thing to do. You know, if you had a problem and you felt like you needed to eradicate the Canaanites because of their lifestyle or their religious or their idolatry or whatever it was that you didn't like about them, then just say it. Just say, well, we got there and we thought this is really a nice piece of land. And God says he gave it to us, in theory. So we're taking it. Okay, then that's what you did. But Palestine existed. The Palestinian people existed. And in there, if you really do a lot of DNA research, they're pretty closely linked to being of the same group, I guess I would say. So now we have them, you know, wanting to kill their neighbors again, which is fine. Just say it. Just go, we don't like them. We're going to kill them. They're not free. They live in a prison. And if anyone don't like it, well, you know, go F off. Because that's what they're saying without saying it. You know, it's what we're saying, but we're not saying, if you know what I mean. So it pisses me off. And you know, I'm pretty religious, even though I'm not, you know, affiliated with a specific organized religion. I believe in a higher power. And I believe in not lying, not bearing false witness, all that. Not because it was in the Bible or the Ten Commandments, but I've had people in court, excuse me, lie under oath and bear false testimony. It sucks. I had my first wife commit adultery on me, and that sucks, so why would I do it to someone else? I've had my tools stolen before, and it cost me quite a bit of money and a lot of lost work until I got some more tools. So why would you do these things to someone else? If you've had it done to you, then you go, well, that sucked. I really wouldn't wish that on anyone. So you don't really need God or some fear of a higher power going, don't do that or I'm going to throw you down to brimstone in hell. You just go, yeah, I'm not going to do it because it just sucks. That's all. And as far as, you know, stealing, I always taught my children, stealing is wrong. It's not because God said so or even I say so. It's just wrong. It's not yours. Don't take it. It's like being covetous. And so, you know, I said, if you're going to sell your soul, what is your soul worth? Like, is it worth a fucking candy bar? Well, then don't sell your soul and steal a candy bar. But then are you going to go out and steal $1 million? Is that what your soul is worth? And then I'd even be more afraid, you know, because you might be in even more trouble. So that's where I'm at with this situation. And I'm kind of confused because I'm looking at Iran and whether we like them or not, they're kind of pushing back and saying, stop it. These people in Lebanon, they're our lineage also, even though you're too dumb to know that we're all Semites as far as, you know, history goes. So what the fuck? So it's aggravating, to say the least. And I really thought this attack that Israel did just last night would have caused a lot more havoc than it did, because that's the second time that Israel has attacked Iranian soil. You can mince all the words you want, but the reality is their consulate is theirs. It's private property, just like our consulates and embassies are ours, even though they're in another country. You know, Russia would even admit that our embassy in Russia is United States soil. It's kind of a given. So Israel has struck within Iran's territory and possessions, or whatever they look at it as. And I don't see why that they had to counterstrike. It's like, okay, you know, Israel blew up a consulate. According to international law, Iran could strike back as long as they kept the targets to non-civilians and, you know, military bases and stuff. Similar kind of response. Now the media is all looking at it. It's like, oh my God, but look at how many bombs and missiles and shit they sent. Well, who cares? If you have a right to defend yourself, then who cares? And if you're going to sit there and go, well, that's not proportionate, then look what you're doing in Gaza. You know, they sent over some hang gliders and some guys, and some people got killed, and now they're just blowing the fuck out of the place. So don't talk to me about proportionality, you know. So Iran, you know, counterstruck. And then Israel's like, well, now we got to retaliate again. It's like, I'm sorry, you started this. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, a lot of people in high school, you know, they would call you a name and push you. And then, and after, you know, like a whole damn semester or something, you push back and they're like, hey, why'd you push me? And it's like, what, are you stupid or just a mental patient? You know, I'm reacting to what, you know, it's called causality. You hit me, I hit you back. You know, and Israel is acting like them stupid people in high school. It's like, dude, what are you doing? It's like, hey, I'm defending myself, you asshole. I have done nothing but be good to you and at least not harass you. And every time I see you, you're messing around, you're calling me names, you're throwing shit, you know, at my truck or whatever. So I hit you back. Well, that wasn't cool. It's like, okay, I'm talking to somebody now, apparently, that has an IQ of room temperature. So that's how Israel strikes me. And I don't have nothing against Israel. I don't have anything against anyone on the planet, really. I mean, I just live here. I want to be left alone. I want to be happy. I want to provide for my family and my children and my grandchildren. You know, so, you know, I'm not a warmonger. You know, I buy the property that I own, I live on it, and I want to be left alone. And apparently Israel's genetic disposition is to just move into an area where, you know, seven or eight large groups of people, I think they called it the Levant or something like that, the Southern Levant. You know, it was quite populated and it was very industrious. And then when Israel got there, they started, you know, dicking around. And pretty soon now it's ours. And that's what they're doing with Palestinians. It's like, you know, well, you know, over the history, we got pushed around and thrown out because everyone was mad at you. And now you got your 13%, you know, a population back in Palestine. And now you want all of it. Again, you're just taking it all, you know, all these settlements and stuff. So quite literally, I mean, if someone moved onto your property and said, you know what, my great-grandfather gave me this property and I'm taking it back, you know, and so I'm moving into your living room. Don't worry, it's just your living room. And I'll leave you folks alone. But this was my house. My great-grandfather built it. So you know what? I don't really mind. You know, you need a place to stay. Go out there and stay in my guest house. It's like, okay, cool. Thank you. And then they're wanting free cable. And, you know, they're kind of like a squatter. And then all of a sudden it's like, get out of here. This was my property. And they're threatening you and they're threatening your family. It's like, eventually you're just like, wait a fucking minute, dude. This might have been your grandfather's or God might have gave it to you, but I don't see it on the deed of title that I hold, and therefore it's mine. Maybe my great-grandfather bought it from your great-grandfather or took it or, you know, lost it in a gambling, you know, poker game. But either way, this is mine. Go away. That's what Israel's doing to the Palestinian people. And they're acting all uppity, like, this is ours, saith God. It's like, well, I'm sorry. Well, how does that fly with the other 90% of the world that don't believe in the Jewish religion or the Torah? What about the Christians in America and all around the world? What about just the atheist? You know, just like, no, screw this. So anyway, I'm gonna leave that thought out there for you, and I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.